Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, here's all the big stories of the day. Now, I've been kind of harping on this for years on the morning show, like the proper time to break up with somebody before Christmas. And I always say it's the Monday, like a week before Christmas. So, for me, it would be the 15th. Like, if you're hot and heavy with somebody and you're just... Well, I guess you're not hot and heavy, yeah. But you're not feeling it with somebody, and you want to break up before the holiday season. For me, it was always the Monday the week before, so the 15th. But according to this article this morning, they are saying that today is the most popular day of the year to break up. It's always December 11th, according to this story. Now, what they did is they used Facebook statistics about 15 years ago to study when people are most likely to change their status from in a relationship to single. And the day with the biggest spike was always December 11th. So ever since then, today has been labeled breakup day.
Now, do they know why?
Well, probably because it's 2 weeks till Christmas.
That's the thing. Like, for me, it was always like, do it now so you don't have to buy a gift.
A week is too close.
You don't have to go through the holiday season with the family, mm-hmm. talking about your future and everything when you're not feeling
it.
Yeah,
I love you so much. Yeah.
And then it's like you break up, you know, and then you don't even have to worry about, like, in February when Valentine's Day comes, too. You don't have to spend New Year's Eve with this person.
Okay.
Celebrate the New Year.
Get the New Year's kiss, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like if you're not feeling it, dump them now. And my big thing was always, like, I don't want to have to buy this person a gift. I'm out. Later, nerd.
That's it for you.
Yes.
Which is so funny to me. A week before... That's guy logic. You should have got that gift a long time ago. Yeah, the minute you said it, I'm like, you're waiting until a week before to buy him a gift?
We wait until
I give awesome gifts. You can text my wife right now. I'm a really, really good gift giver. I know you have her number in your phone.
I do.
Don't give me that guy logic.
Do you Amazon overnight on the 23rd?
No, I give really good gifts.
Lottery tickets from the gas station?
Most
is
of
not
her
a good
designer
gift.
Purses have come from me that I picked out on my own, and she adores them.
The week before.
Thank you very much. Jewelry?
Yeah.
Like, nice things.
But when are you getting these?
And that's the thing. You probably shop well in advance for knickknack because you love her. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to break up with somebody, you wouldn't buy them a gift until a week before. That's your logic. You just said it. But you didn't break up with
knickknack.
Okay.
You're thinking about it. Thinking about buying a gift.
Plus, a week before, you can still return that gift. You still got time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's that,
so,
too.
Look, if you're with somebody, today's the day, according to this story. If you want to bounce... Do it now. If not, you can use Jeremy logic and wait until the 15th. All right, get out. Hey, did you guys watch this video yesterday of Andy Dick?
Talk
about a nobody really at this point, but having him on the side of a road passed out because he was doing crack.
Yeah.
Intense, right?
Extremely. And then for him to talk about it after and say that he's okay with just doing a little bit of it. He's okay.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah. Totally.
They hit him with some Narcan. Paramedics showed up. They did not even take him to the hospital.
No, he didn't want to go. He's like, I'm fine.
Completely blitzed.
Yeah. No, knocked out on the side of the sidewalk.
And he was saying that he was just hanging out with a guy and talking about this guy's family or whatever on the street. And the guy pulled out crack.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, I know what that is. I'm just going to take a little taste of it.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, he's sprawled out. Ah, poor guy.
It just makes you very sad for that whole issue. Like, people who are having a problem with that and just drugs in general, your heart really aches for them. Like, that's a sad state to be in as a human.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't really care about Andy Dick or anything, but when you see something like that, you're like, oh, it makes your stomach sink.
Yes.
You know? Like, ugh. And there's a lot of people out there that it's just not just Andy Dick, you know?
Yeah.
Millions of people. This is also very sad. I watched this interview yesterday with Sharon Osbourne talking about her final hours with Ozzy. She said he was up and down to the bathroom all night. It was like 4:30 in the morning. He said, wake up to her. And she said, I'm already bloody awake.
No.
Then he said to her, kiss me and hug me tight. And she went into this whole thing about, like, she felt like he knew. He knew that something was going to happen. And she said that she just sit there and held him and kissed. I know. Well, I was like crying during the interview watching it. She said, then he got up, went downstairs because he's like, I got to work out because he's really into his workouts. And that's where they found him. He had a heart attack in the gym. And she said, she went down there. They were trying to resuscitate him. And she said, don't just leave him. You can't. He's gone, is the quote. So Oh, brutal, right?
That's sad.
The interview was incredibly sad with her tearing up and everything. And it's like, it's Ozzy, man. It's Ozzy. So that's exciting news for this morning. What else do I have? I do have kind of a local-ish story, and I was reading it, and it made me laugh because it reminds me of the meme that's been going around for years where the meme says something to the extent of, I thought quicksand would be a bigger issue
in life as
I was growing up. Because everything when you're watching kids' shows, there's people getting caught in quicksand, you know?
Yeah.
And you always thought it would be a bigger issue when you grow up, but it's really not, except for this dude, 33-year-old hiker. What's his name? His name's not in the story. That's
Let's call him Bob.
Bob the hiker.
Yes.
No, wait. Austin Dirks.
Okay.
That's a solid name, actually.
There we go.
Austin Dirks of Glenwood Springs, Colorado, went hiking in Arches National Park
in Utah. Moab. Yeah.
Which, side note, if you've never been, please go.
You need to.
It's a spiritual experience.
It is.
Anyway, hiking in Arches in some sort of back area, started raining. He got stuck in mud and quicksand. Drones located him, found him, and got him out. He was stuck in like 21-degree temperatures for like a day or two, it sounds like, in quicksand.
That's
so that's
insane.
Not very quick.
Quicksand.
No, it's fun. That whole area, I've been lost around Moab before. Yeah, because again, those maps, they'll take you, this is the quickest way to go,
just over a mountain. Right,
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it is terrifying to think that, you know,
so
nobody's
many
around.
Back trails.
So many back trails. Like, you don't know if someone's going to come passing you because you're off-roading at this point. So yeah, I feel for this guy.
Slowly
I'm glad
sinking
found
over
him.
That time, like knowing you can't get out of
it's,
that.
Goodness.
Truly, though, one of the best trips I've ever been on. We hiked from, like, we got out there early because we went in July.
Yeah.
We got out there, like, 6 in the morning and hiked for, I don't know, like, 8 hours a day for, like, a week straight. It was some of the best shape I've ever been in.
Oh, yeah. No, we used to go there all the time.
We sweated everything out.
It was 40 minutes from Grand Junction. So we would go to Moab all the time. Like, that was one of our stops to go to. And it will, if you think you're in shape, go to Moab.
Go to Moab and make sure you do the hike to the iconic arch that's up there that's on the Utah license plate and everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of crying, I mean, you don't see it until you crest the mountain or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see it.
Well, and to get
and I
there,
teared up.
Like, there's a whole trail where you're shimmying along this part that is so thick. I mean, the width of it is like maybe 2 feet. And you are like, there's people coming the other opposite direction as well. I mean,
you got to squeeze to the
side.
It's
intense to get over there. Totally worth it.
I cried.
100%. But go in like March or April. Don't go in July.
Don't be a wuss. Go in July.
Sweat it all out.
And start at 2 in the afternoon.
Ah, don't do that.
The only other observation about doing that hike up to that iconic rock is the amount of crows up there.
Yeah.
Because they know that's where all the tourists just sit around and hang out then for like 45 minutes.
And they get all
crows
the food.
Crows everywhere. We were feeding them like crazy.
Yeah.
They were pecking my eyes out.
Yeah. They saw you coming.
They sure did. All right, we've got a funny bit of sports audio, right?
Yeah, we do. So the Broncos are taking on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. And for the first time this year, the Broncos are actually underdogs at home. And that usually doesn't happen. Usually you have the home field advantage.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about that, you know, game of home field advantage and, you know, inches.
Yep.
Well, Bo Nix was asked, how do you feel about that? And he had an interesting answer.
Don't really care. My mom thinks we'll win, so that's all that matters.
I like that answer a lot. My mom thinks we'll win.
Hey, it's different than an answer we've gotten from him before.
It is.
That is. Like, he changed it up.
And
I
again,
appreciate
though,
that.
He sounds like Jeremy with everything I talk about.
Don't really care.
Doesn't care.
Don't really care. That really
there it is.
Don't really care.
Don't care.
Jer, I did this. I did that.
Don't really care.
Yep,
don't
there
care.
We go.
Don't really care.
Go Broncos. Go Broncos on Sunday. They're taking on the Packers at 2 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
Go Broncos. We were talking about this one yesterday because Josh and I saw a story on Instagram that was talking about a man who climbed that sculpture in DTC that looks like a ladder.
The white ladder.
The white ladder there.
Is that Andy Dick?
No, it was not Andy Dick, but the man who was climbing it, when we saw it, I asked Josh, I'm like, I don't see this on any other news outlets. Like, it looks like it could be AI. It totally looked like it could be Photoshopped, but it really happened. And this happened Tuesday night, just before 5 o'clock. It caused a lot of issues on I-25. Like, traffic was backed up because people saw the man climbing the sculpture. You know what I'm talking about, right? The sculpture in DTC that looks like a ladder.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's high.
He was climbing
very high.
Very high. And again, they're saying a mental health issue for that man. And thankfully, they were able to get him down. And hopefully, he's getting the help
scary.
He needs. But yeah, definitely caused some issues down there in the tech center. I thought it was AI. The pictures that they posted up on Instagram did not look
like,
real.
That can't be real.
He got up there.
Why is that guy
up there
that high?
It was insane. So
they're
again,
like, sir, get down. He was like,
this is where I need to be.
This is where I need to be.
Okay. America's greatest whiskey gets made right here in Colorado. So you do care about this, Jeremy. This is something we do care about.
Let me see. Is it Stranahan's?
It is not.
It's Laws?
No. I don't think you're going to get this one. No. I haven't even heard
Bear
of
Bear Creek Distillery?
Tall
Rocker?
Nua, Tall Nua Distillery in Arvada. Are you familiar? I never heard. No, you should, because they were awarded America's Greatest Whiskey for their bourbon cask and stave series.
What?
Single pot, still American whiskey. So this is at the 2025 International Spirits Competition.
I'm sorry. But what is the name of this place again? I'm going to Google it.
It's called Tall Nua, T-A-L-N-U-A Distillery in Arvada. But yeah, they took home the top prize, and that's a very big deal. I mean, when you think of whiskey, you think Tennessee, right? Especially across the nation. Those are the places.
Colorado's got some really good whiskey.
Colorado does have some really good whiskey.
Boy, I've never seen this whiskey
before.
So
you've got a new
label.
Whiskey to try.
It looks fancy. It looks really nice.
It sure does. So big, big ups. Hats off to Tall Nua Distillery. I hope I'm saying that right. In Arvada for the honor of America's greatest whiskey. And then I wanted to tell you about this because I can't wait to go to the Loveland Stranger Things house, Jeremy. You do. Yes, you do. I know you haven't seen the latest episodes that dropped
I've seen them
on
all.
Netflix. You haven't. You haven't
well,
seen
up
season
to this,
five.
But
yeah.
I've seen the rest of them.
You've
let's
seen
say.
The rest of them.
I've seen the rest of them.
There's four whole episodes you haven't seen. So you do. So this Loveland Stranger Things house, a 14-year-old created it. His name is Jared Misner, and he transformed his entire home into a scene inspired by Hawkins and the show's iconic Upside Down. If you go look at pictures of this house, Jeremy, they've got the big black spider that is so iconic in Stranger Things. You know what I mean? From the Upside Down, the big creature that he depicts, that number one depicts when it's like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do care. This is something you care about. But this 14-year-old did such a good job transforming this house into a scene from the big Netflix hit. And I can't wait. Josh and I were
That's
already talking
creative.
About going and checking it out.
I'm down.
I love that he's creative.
I do, too. And with all the Christmas lights that are out for you to go and see and take your time to go do, I think this is just one way that he's like, you know what? We're going to do something different this time around. And I'm all for it. Stranger Things, let's go. Shout out to Jared. No, I care, Jared. Jeremy's a jerk. I care, Jared.
So
they even have their candy canes upside down on their Christmas tree. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We sure do. It's upside down Christmas. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't really care.
Don't you
there it is. There it is.
I got you.